It's been a while, but the boys are back in the basement studio. Look, we're doing our best. 2024 has not been a year of consistency.
It blows.
For Mornings with Mike or for the 222 podcast.
No, it's been a mess.
Yeah. 222 did better in the first half of the year than Mornings with Mike.
We're
our first month of the year anyways, as we are now cruising along 6 weeks in at the new station, or the new old station. Yeah, 6 weeks already.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's because we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks.
That's true. And you're still employed.
I know, yeah. We always do a little, thank you. Well, 6 weeks. It's when we get past 3 months.
That's true. Okay,
that's the line of demarcation.
I don't want to, premature clapillation.
No, no clapillation before I get to that 3 month mark. We should have like a giant party.
We should.
When I get to 3 months.
Yeah, we should.
So that would be, I started January 31st, so April 30th.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Well, I am planning a big bar hopping event for us, all of us.
Okay.
I'm putting it together. We talked about
yes,
it
we
earlier.
Did.
I talked
West
about
Reading,
it,
right?
West Reading. I talked about it with the other people because I've never been to the beer wall, and I want to try the whiskey bar, and I want to try Pagoda.
Well, let's get into that because Pagoda City Brewing is actually not on Penn Avenue in West Reading. That's Chatty Monk.
It's
the same place. They serve Pagoda City beer, but if the brew pub, which is called Pagoda City Brewing right now, is only at the brewery off Lancaster Avenue on Carroll Street there.
I was missing.
They're still Chatty Monks.
Chatty Monks.
That serve Pagoda City beer.
Gotcha.
So they're just branding the locations as different.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought there was a full rebrand.
It's not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite. Because that is a huge undertaking.
Sure,
so, but Pagoda City Brewing, and we're going to talk about Pagoda City Brewing because I've got a big Pagoda City Brewing thing that we announced at the beginning of last week on the radio show that I want to get to. But I do want to talk about that bar hop thing. But can we do one thing first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because there's a new place in West Reading that my wife and I actually drove all the way down to Phoenixville to go to a location, which we were going down there anyways, and I was just looking for a place. This happened to be a place that just opened.
Yeah, okay.
Like a mile from where we sit right now.
Okay. the same place?
Yeah, the exact same place. So I'll tell you about it in just a second. But we do fast food PSAs.
Yes.
And it's been a while, so I do want to do for our snack and drink, I have a soda I want to do.
Sure.
But this just came out, and it's new, and we got to try it while it's still new hotness.
Yes.
The Trogues Graffiti Highway IPA. This is not a seasonal beer. This is their new year-round beer.
That's usually they don't do that.
No, this is the first one I think they've put out that's going to be year-round since they added Haze Charmer.
Yeah, that's
and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I can tell you it's almost probably 4 years ago because Haze Charmer I was newly into when my wife and I spent a weekend in Hershey for our last anniversary, our last 15th anniversary, which was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And that came out a little bit before that. So it's been 3.5, 4 years that Haze Charmer's been out. So it's been that long since they added a new beer. But I'm looking forward to this. They also make a double version. I have not had this yet. So this will be the first taste test for both of us. There you go. Take that first glass there.
Ooh, it's fruity.
Smell good?
It's very florally.
Let me read the ditty?
Sure, the ditty.
Let's paint the picture. You, your friends, and the trip to nowhere. Graffiti Highway wanders off the beaten path where twists and turns of citrus and tropical aromas merge into a colorful mosaic. It's a beer with hoppy, fruit-forward flavors and mild bitterness. Take your taste buds on a journey with a juicy, hazy IPA primed for adventure.
Wow. It's good.
You like it?
I do actually like this.
All right.
It doesn't have that smack in the face.
It does not have even sometimes with a hazy, when you smell it, there's a funk. Right? It's the dankness that you sometimes get in a hazy in that, especially in the aroma.
I will say this is the bitter, and I think bitter and juicy describe this beer the best for me.
But they must meld well.
Oh, yeah. It's
if
not,
you're enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's tasty.
It smells very hop forward, and it smells very crisp.
It's weird. It's like, and it lingers on your tongue a little bit. Like, I'm still, getting it.
Yes, that is. That is delightful. I can see why this is a year-round beer.
I mean, it's especially for people, folks like I do not like those awful, dank IPAs. This caters to people like me.
And this is a summer beer. I know it's year-round, but man, you're outside on a warmer day, sitting on your back porch or on the deck or by a fire pit. This is going to be a good one to just crush.
I love the initial juicy and then that bitter after.
It finishes dry.
Yeah, it's very dry. It's a very dry beer.
Which
is weird because it's juicy and dry in the same, but
yeah, you know, not in a bad way.
No, it's all good.
Excuse me.
This is fun.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to do that about every 5 minutes or so. Yeah, have the tickle will not go away, my friend.
I'm going to tell you, being on in a plane and in a hotel for 3 weeks, it's I got it.
I didn't even have to go there. Yeah, I just got sick from – I only go three places. Here, the Royals, and WEEU.
And pickleball once in a while.
Pickleball, but that's outside.
That's outside.
Well, it was inside. But still, I'm not that close to people.
No.
But I guess it's possible I get a pickleball. You're right. The YMCA.
Four places you go.
That's it. That's literally the only places I go right now.
Because
it's just busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy between the station and the Royals and stuff. But that's all going to come to an end soon as we're getting down near the end of the regular season and, starting to get a normal schedule. Let's go through our ratings here. I'm a huge fan of this one.
I would keep this in the fridge all summer.
Yeah.
I hope they put this in a variety pack because some people still won't like this. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I could commit a whole. I give this a solid 4.
I agree.
I think it's really good. I mean,
it's not blow you out of the water, but it's
no,
not.
It's nothing
it's
super
solid.
Fancy, no. Right? I mean, but it taste wise, it's great. I mean, it's really good.
Sometimes I wonder with the beers that we love, and there's some of them that are seasonal that really the only reason they're seasonal that I can see is the name they've put on the beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Blizzard of Hops from Troegs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's winter. Just a solid, it's a winter IPA, but it's just a solid IPA. It's called Blizzard of Hops. I feel like if you change that into, I don't know, some summer-like name, you could still drink that in the summer. Same thing with First Cut. First Cut's seasonal.
Yeah, I don't get First Cut. First Cut to me is very year-round. It
and
could be.
By the way, you can't even get it unless you go to the brewery.
Yeah.
The only place to get it is at the brewery.
Is that the mango one?
Yes.
Oh, I do.
So good.
Surprisingly, I even like that.
And Nugget Nectar is the same way. So good. Only seasonal. It makes you wonder, and I'm sure there's ingredients that would change throughout the season that would change the beer anyways, but just hypothetically, even if they could make them all year round, it makes you wonder, would you still love those beers as much as we do if they were available all the time?
I'll tell you, I say this, especially with Mad Elf. I think Mad Elf is a winter beer.
It's got cherry in it.
Yeah,
that to me tastes like a Christmas beer.
But the thing is, even if it wasn't marketed towards the holidays, I think it would lose its appeal to me. Do you know what I mean? All year round. I think that's really, it's marketing genius.
But that's a beer, excuse me.
You're fine.
That, tastes like Christmas, though.
It does.
It has cherry. It has honey. It's a big beer. It doesn't taste like an everyday beer.
Yeah, and these guys, like these type, like,
yeah.
Again, like, yeah, I don't, like, to me, the First Cut especially, I feel like that could be a
Nimble Giant. It's just
Nimble
solid
Giant,
double IPA. You know what I mean? Like, there's just some beers out there, but it really is an interesting kind of sociological experiment. If you can't obviously change history, you can't go to another multiverse, but if we had a multiverse that was parallel to ours, right, and everything was exactly the same except those seasonal beers were available year-round, would they still be as popular as they are only being available in this short window of time? Because I think that is, we may not say it is, we may not be willing to admit it is, but I do think that's part of the allure.
When you talk to John Trochner again, you should ask him, and you should say,
I should.
You should have a question like, are these seasonal beers because of...
Are they seasonal beers?
Why?
Yeah.
Are they because of ingredients and availability?
Well,
or,
I'm sure that is the case, but my question would be to follow that up. Do you think they would still have the same...
Yeah.
And it's a different... Popularity doesn't even do it justice. It's almost the same like... There's almost, it's a pilgrimage for these beers.
Yeah.
Like, people wait, and there's the same anticipation. Would there be the same anticipation to wrap your tonsils around these beers if they were always on tap?
Yeah, I don't think they would.
No.
Because I think what you would do then, too, is you would overwhelm the market.
Probably.
You know what I mean? It would be like, okay, so now there's all these, and it's probably not, it's probably a lot of factors. It's probably ingredients, like you said.
And you got to give
nostalgia
the company's credit, too, for not just, because it would be very easy if you have something that's super popular to just sell it all the time.
Yeah.
And try to get as much as you can out of it.
Yeah.
But to realize, no, this has to be special. Like, that's a business sense and a patience level that I don't know if I could have.
And it's almost like a thing like, okay, do we make more money? We have quarterly releases.
Yeah.
We're making more money rather than having them available all the time.
Well, you're making your product now into an event.
Yeah, exactly. It's you mark your calendar. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. January 1st. Yep. This is when Nimble Giant comes out, or
and
whatever.
You don't know. And here's what's the best thing about it: you never know exactly the day.
Yeah.
Because when they're making the beer, they can't really pinpoint an exact day. They can tell you an idea when it's going to be ready, but they're. It just comes out of nowhere. So you know the time frame. You know the window. But every now and then it's early. every now and then. Nugget Nectar, I think, was early.
Just look when we went to the. Yeah. We didn't book our. I said to you, my in-laws are coming. We do a tour. Let's book it. We booked it, and it was the release date of Nugget, or the day after Nugget Nectar. Yeah. It's like.
The second freshest Nugget Nectar the public could wrap their tonsils
around. But what's amazing is like that was then made our experience even better. You know what I mean? So it's kind of cool.
Because
it
made it into an accidental event now.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you wouldn't know how much of a loser I am. We went to that tour on the Nugget Nectar day after release back in between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
I think it was the 27th.
Yes.
Because I think the release was the 26th, the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that window. And I bought a bunch of, I bought some six packs.
Yeah.
Right? And then I also got one 16-ouncer.
Yeah.
I only drank that 16-ouncer on Thursday night. I was just, I don't know why. I was just saving it. So I felt like I needed it. And Thursday night, I just felt, you know what? Now's the time.
Well, and it's probably, you probably can't get them anymore. Once, may have a couple
there are
on
some
the
bottles around
here,
but yeah,
not
the 16-ounce can, that was a can directly from Trogs.
Yeah.
Because I think I have two more bottles left
of
a third six-pack that I went through. So it's a great beer, and I'm enjoying it, but I'm probably not going to get any more. So I'll probably have two more Nugget Nectars in me.
Till next year.
And then next year, you know, hopefully we can get just as lucky.
And guess what? We'll do that again. Because I said to my my in-laws, I'm like, we got to make this like a yearly.
You know, we're in. Even if they don't want to go.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, I invite them. Like, they want to make it a yearly, but it's going to be a yearly for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can just come.
Absolutely. Hey, this is normally the time where we'd hit the button and start the show after the cold open. But I realized today at about, you arrived at what, 10 of 12?
Yeah, 10 of 12.
About 11:45, I realized that my iPad that has that production on it is in Florida with my daughter. So we will go.
It's meal time.
Countdown. The jerk store called. They're running out of you. Here's Mike. So there we go. I think we basically got the whole thing. Welcome to another
episode
of the 222 podcast. Here we go. Good to see you.
Yes.
And by the way, before we go any further, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We spoke of Trogs.
We did.
So there's a little Trogy something here for you.
Thank you.
And then there is a shirt that I bought a while ago.
You're so proud of.
I hope you like it because it really, it melds our two favorite worlds.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I've been excited for this.
So get the bottle out first. Get one of the bottles out first because I don't think you've had this yet.
Oh, I haven't.
You're going to enjoy that. That's going to be right up your alley.
A springtime lager.
Yep. This is a smaller version of Troganator.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the little Nader. Makes sense now.
So I have one. I kept one bottle. One broke. You were going to get five originally, and I was going to take one to try it here on the show next week.
Yeah.
What happened was, before you look at the shirt, what happened was I was getting a four-pack out. It was in the same bag as the bottle.
Yeah.
And somehow it got caught on the side and, like, fell into my sink.
Oh, no. And it just hit the right angle.
And it didn't shatter, but, like, the top came off and started spitting at me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just
lost. I'm excited for this one.
So we
Thank
will try.
You.
If you don't get to try it before next week.
I will wait. I will wait.
Oh, no. Drink it up if you want it, because I've done it before.
Yeah.
But we can try one again next year.
I'm excited for that. That's great. Troganator's one of my favorite.
I can't wait. Now, this is the – I'm looking forward to this. And it's perfect for so many reasons.
That's awesome.
You like?
That is awesome.
As soon as I saw that, here's what I had to stop myself.
And it's actually a collab.
Yes. Well, you got to remember now, Fanatics.
Oh, it runs their WWE site.
So, and Fanatics makes all
it's
this.
It's a Phillies 316 shirt.
It's a marriage of the Stone Cold 316 t-shirt and a Philadelphia Phillies t-shirt. You always tell me you don't have any Philly stuff. I'm like, this is something you can wear all the time.
All the time.
You need to wear that when you go down to WWE Fan Fest.
I'm going to, because that's just perfect.
In Philly. WWE.
It's perfect. I can't wait. Thank you. This is awesome. Perfect gift.
When I saw it, I was like, I got to send this. Wait, hold on. It's birthday's in 2 months.
That is perfect.
Yeah, so
that is awesome. No, I'm wearing this when we go to Fan Fest
excellent.
With the kids. No, that is cool.
I'm glad you like
awesome.
It.
Awesome. No, because I every time we go to a game together, I'm like, I got to get a shirt.
Yep.
I don't have a shirt. I'm scrambling. But no, that's perfect.
Well, you kept my sweatshirt for like 8 months.
Yeah, now it doesn't fit me.
Well, it doesn't fit me either.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine me in that sweatshirt. It's giant, my friend. It is giant.
It's crazy.
But I'm glad you like
it. No, thank you. Yeah, thank you. It is, you know, as I say, it is my birthday, but I would rather us all celebrate 316.
Yeah. I mean, there's never been a more perfect marriage of someone's birthday and like a a branded trademark.
Yeah, it's just
made up day.
It's a perfect thing. I mean, and it's less like luck, I feel.
Yeah. So not only did I have the 316 on it for the Stone Cold, yep. but it's your birthday. Yep. It's Philly. Like it was just
a beautiful.
It's
thing.
Like a T-shirt that was made specifically for you.
It really was. It's amazing.
Today is the 17th with St. Patrick's Day. Yesterday was St.
Yep.
Robbie's Day.
Yeah. Yep.
How was your birthday? Because just out of dumb planning luck, because my daughter was away. This was the weekend we had kind of earmarked to celebrate our anniversary.
It was good. I mean, I like every year, and I feel weird. And this is not Stacey's like, what do you want to do for your birthday?
Yeah.
And really, I just want to get eat bad food.
We are simpatico on that.
I don't want any.
Or hang out, watch something that is just a thing to do than a celebration of me.
And I told everybody, like, I didn't say it's a birthday party. I'm like, we're playing poker. And then, of course, they all found out.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, I don't want anything. Just come.
But we love you.
I know. It's fine. But I feel weird at 41 being like, go baby presents.
You had to throw out 41 there. You had to make sure that I knew exactly how much older I am than him.
Not that much older.
It's 4.5 years,
yeah,
my
it's
friend.
A little bit, yeah.
4.5 years.
But no, we played cards. I got Chinese food again. Because listen, if folks listening, the catering of Chinese food...
A home run?
So cheap.
Yeah.
And I got four trays of crap for $100. Now, when you feed people, it's usually more than that now because food.
100%. When you just go to the store, if you're going to make stuff on your own, it's going to cost more than $100.
If I was going to buy get brisket or something, well over 100. I mean, $100 and it's made for you. I put it out and I got leftovers.
By the way, you wouldn't do many hamburgers or hot dogs.
Yeah.
For less than $100.
Yeah, by the time you buy the hot dogs, hamburgers, buns, relish, toppings,
all the condiments,
all that crap. And then not only, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that time is money. Time is...
Well, I've been telling you that.
I know, but it just is clicking.
And I am the cheapest man alive.
I know.
And I've been telling you
and
that.
I mean, so I'm like, $100, but I've fed 8 people.
And you didn't have to do any work on your birthday?
No, nothing. I picked it up and put it out.
Awesome.
I mean, great. And it was great food.
Was there any Fireball last night?
Oh, there was Fireball. there was a lot of Fireball. I almost finished a big bottle.
Jesus Christ.
No, everyone was drinking, but then I switched to tequila shots because...
Good Lord, man.
They're like, oh, have you tried the Rock's new tequila? I'm like, well...
Oh, you had some of the Rock's new tequila?
I do have it. I have Teremana.
How was it?
Delicious. Yeah. I mean, I've had it before. It's delicious. And we were shooting tequila with lime.
Ryan Reynolds gin or the Rock's tequila?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds gin.
Okay.
Gin.
It's really good.
My thing is, I like gin... To sip.
Yeah.
You can't shoot gin.
No. And I'm a sip. See, that's because I am much more of it.
You don't like shots.
It's not I never got into
them. Yeah.
Like, literally, in the last, and this is not even an exaggeration, in the last 20 years, I could probably count on, I think, one hand how many shots I've had.
Yeah.
And there's two culprits. There's only two of you. Who have gotten me to do shots.
Me and?
And Derek Leibensberger.
Oh, the
of all people.
But you know,
he's trying to drum up more business, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of those things where
he owns a funeral home. Is the joke there?
That's a good joke.
Trying to kill me.
But but anyway, I can't. I don't like tequila in drinks. It's
a weird mixer.
I'm not like I like it. Pretty much the only thing you can really do with tequila, I feel, is margaritas. And I'm not. They're okay.
Yeah.
They're just not my thing. But anyway, so everyone was shooting tequila again, and it was good. I woke up no hangover. I was sober
I don't know
by everyone.
How you
left.
Do that,
Mike? Last night,
especially because you're drinking nothing but sugary alcohol.
Yeah, and I was drinking beer, and I was drinking mixed drinks with slow gin.
Well, I've heard more people saying that mixing of alcohol really isn't all that.
No.
It's not for sure you're going to get sick. No, it's just usually drink that much. That's what gets you sick.
At this point, I welcome it because I don't know what this formula is to get me to keep a buzz. I mean, it's crazy. It
must be nice to have that problem.
The alcohol was getting warm, so I put it in the freezer. We waited like 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm sober again. Now, I don't think I could drive, but I wasn't like...
You weren't falling over.
I wasn't buzzed. I'm like...
Yeah.
It was insane. So anyway, it's weird. But like by the end of the night, I'm cleaning up. I was like fine and
good
woke up this morning like...
Ready to go. You did sound pretty perky this morning when I spoke to you. Well, you just slept until 10 o'clock.
Well, I did sleep until 10.
Which is good for you.
I didn't go to bed until 3.
That's okay.
But
I'm not judging.
No,
I'm saying good for you.
3 to 10, man.
That's like 7 some hours.
That's great.
You mentioned slow gin. Seth Meyers does this bit on YouTube where he goes through and he people make corrections, like they everything that's wrong they screw up on the show, they'll like put it in the YouTube comments.
Now that's funny.
So he comes out, he does now a whole YouTube show which is like 15 minutes a week where he just goes through all the corrections and makes fun of the people who put the corrections.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's
it's
awesome.
Very funny. He has his drink sitting next to him. Have you ever heard of Negroni?
Yes.
It uses slow gin.
Yes.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to go. I don't want to buy the ingredients because you buy the ingredients, and if you don't like the drink, then you're stuck with the damn ingredients.
I have slow gin. What's in a Negroni?
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to go somewhere
and
have them make me one so I can try because it looks very tasty.
I invented a drink last night. I don't know if I invented one.
Tell me about it.
It was.
And I'll look up how you make a Negroni.
It was slow gin and Sprite. Because I usually mix the two, and usually I put some black cherry rum in there or something, but I had whipped vodka.
Ooh.
So I put a shot of whipped vodka, a shot of slow gin, and zero Sprite.
Okay.
It tastes like cream soda.
Really?
Mike, when I tell you no alcohol taste, I pass it around and I'm like, this tastes like cream soda. And it was, I stopped drinking it because I'm like, this is going to be bad. I mean, because I'm like,
yeah.
Like,
By the way, I switched to beer. I had the same thought. That's a 6% beer that we tried from Trogues.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I would have guessed 4.5.
I would have never said 6.
No, that's because it has.
I've seen that now, yeah. This is really great.
So it was good, though?
Mm.
We'll have to try that. So here you go.
You'd like it.
Ingredients in Negroni. 1 ounce gin. All right. I thought I saw one that said slow gin, so maybe there's a couple different.
Yeah.
Couple different recipes. This is 1 ounce Campari, 1 ounce sweet vermouth. And then a garnish with an orange peel. So to make it, you add the gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth into a mixing glass filled with ice and stir until well chilled. Strain into a rocks glass over a large ice cube and then garnish with the orange peel. So very easy to make.
What was the Caproni? I don't know. I gotta look at that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And I thought there was the first recipe I saw for sure had slow gin in it. For sure.
It's weird to me that slow gin tastes so much different than gin. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I don't know if they're related or if why they have the same name, but and it's bright red also.
And by the way, this drink is bright red.
So it has to be slow gin.
It almost has to be because unless the Campari is what's making it red. I don't know, but it looks very good.
Yeah, slow gin. I never knew what slow gin was. I thought slow gin was an old person's drink, and maybe it is. I don't know, but
I pretty much think anything with gin, is going to be considered an old.
But
person
Mike
drink.
And Bert, big Mike and Bert, turned me on to slow gin, and now it's. But the funny thing is, I had one big thing of Fireball, and I got two more for my birthday. Two handled.
I'm not joining in on that. I love you to death, and I'll get you whatever you like. I try to find new stuff, but I'm not going to be part of the Fireball problem.
No, that's fine, because everyone's... I think secretly everyone likes me on Fireball.
Oh, they want the redneck.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
But my problem is, and I guess I shouldn't throw this on you because you don't get sick from it, but most people who drink as much Fireball as you drink, this is too much sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much sugar.
Yeah.
And if you get those little bottles, it's not even real whiskey.
No. No. This is, you got to get, if you buy Fireball,
got to get it at a liquor store.
You got to get a liquor store. If you get it at a Sheetz, if you get it at a
grocery store,
it's not real whiskey.
No, it isn't because they can't sell it there.
And it tastes different. It's more sugar at those stops.
I can guarantee it because we did a taste test on the radio once. Because again, I had two people in my life who were the only two people in the world drinking Fireball that I know, Robbie and Noel. I've not met anyone else drinking Fireball.
No,
and I had Noel because he might drink more than you, because you drink it like once a year,
once or twice a year. That's it.
And but he was able to identify, the malt and the actual like
because the whiskey actually has a whiskey.
Yes,
flavor.
It's decent.
Yes,
it's not good.
No, it's not. I would say it's good. It's just it's a.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it. Listen, I like some really bad things.
That's like wrestling.
Exactly. I love it.
I wouldn't say it's good.
It's not great.
We enjoy it.
It's just fantastic, but it's not good. It's not like I'm like like you're dressing in a tux to go to WrestleMania.
Mornings with Mike. We like it. It's not good.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah, it's free. That's the best thing you can say about
it. But anyway, thank you. Birthday was great. It was
awesome.
We had a good time. We are we're organizing the bar. Everyone's in.
I can't wait. Regular season for the Royals is over on the 13th, and all we have to navigate are my Phillies games.
That works. yeah, that's fine. But that's what I'm trying to work out. Because I've never been to the beer wall yet, which is a disappointment. There was a whiskey bar, I think, now.
There is a whiskey bar.
I would love to go in there just for a little nip.
What's it called down at the end there? It's past. It used to be the A to Z Vacuum Store, the Motor Club.
Oh, okay.
There.
And then, I've not been there yet. Sly Fox is there, and then there's a bunch there.
And you could end. This is actually it's a little bit further. You'd have to figure out how you get back and forth, but I say you park in the middle and then just walk back and work your way down through. But you could end like at Brewers.
Yeah,
a bunch of greasy fried food.
Yeah, Brewers is good stuff.
For the food, if you're looking for late night food in West Reading,
wings are good.
Brewers is good. That's been a stop for Royals people forever.
Really close. It's out of the city, too.
Yeah. You go to Saucony a lot, too. Yep. But like, if you want the greasy bar food, that's where you go. So while you were doing your birthday thing yesterday, we went down to Phoenixville. Mm-hmm. We had much grander plans in mind. And then we just were – it's so hard – when you don't have anyone, there's no kid here, right? So, like, we're kind of using it as, like, almost a mini resort weekend.
We
didn't do much.
Yeah.
We got up late Saturday. Yeah. We went and played pickleball. We came home, did stuff around the house.
Yeah.
And we meant to leave the house about an hour and a half before we left because we were just moving slow.
Yeah.
So, until we got down there, it was a little bit later. We did the wine tasting, and then we got to go to Root Down. Mm-hmm. I got to try a new pale ale, which is out of this world.
Okay.
You know how I feel about pale ales.
Sure.
There's not enough of them out there. And then after that, we went to Trouble's End.
Okay.
Had a quick beer with Jude and his daughter. They were looking for something to do, so we just hung out with them for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we made reservations at a little place in Collegeville called Chow Bistro.
Okay.
All right, and we were looking at the menu, and it looked because we were looking for something a little bit nicer because it was our
a little sophisticated.
It was our anniversary. We want to try something new and also something a little bit nice. So,
and you guys don't try a lot of new things. I feel
especially nicer.
When you have kids, it's hard.
Yes,
when the kids are always around, it's hard to try something a little fancier, a little nicer.
And then when you do have a date night, you try. It's just you want to make sure you're having a good time.
Yeah.
So you don't want to just go do something that sucks.
Yeah.
We do. And I think everyone does this.
Well, that's not a knock.
Especially as you get older.
It's just when you get older and you have kids, it's not a thing. Like, you just don't try new things. Because it's we got to find a place with chicken fingers.
Well, even when she doesn't want to go with, though, you don't want to. It's a lot of work to find a new place.
It is, because there's so much, like, there's research.
Yes. And she found this place online. I was looking at a couple other places, and then we were kind of both goofing around on our own devices looking for restaurants in the area we knew we were going to be in, and she stumbled on this place and had a couple menu items that she was interested in because she's now doing the gluten-free thing. Mm-hmm. Not because she's just celiac, she has a different digestive issue that she has to cut that out, and it has helped. So we try to stick with that because if not, she feels awful overnight and the next morning. So they had a bunch of gluten-free options. So we go there. And let me just say, first of all, overall, everything was fantastic.
Yeah.
But have you ever gone to a place where, like, the vibes don't match? Like, it's both simultaneously super fancy and simultaneously a little trashy.
Oh.
Like, all at the same time.
That's weird.
Not in a negative way, but, like, just something doesn't feel right
about the
place.
Like, the building's not great?
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Here, I put out things in categories.
Sure.
I have would you like the fancy category or the not fancy category?
Let's do not fancy.
I kind of feel...
Oh, let's do fancy first.
Because I feel like then it kind of shows the difference.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's first the name. Chow Bistro.
That's fancy.
It sounds fancy.
Sounds very fancy.
It's giving off a fancy connotation.
Yes.
Like, not a place I would go every day.
No.
Also, you look at the menu items. Lots of very fancy.
Well, I saw
menu
the pictures.
Items.
It's plated, beautiful.
Yes, we got what was called some kind of shrimp tower.
Yeah,
and like I said to Julie when it arrived, to call it a tower,
is
a bit much. But it was a pile of rice with some shrimp in there and avocado and some seaweed on top and a bunch of other lettuce. But it was made to look very visually appearing.
It was. I was catching up with my social media on the toilet this morning, as I always do.
As you always do.
And
you were in your office.
And and I was looking at, I was like, oh, because I wasn't really on social media last night. But I was like looking
That is plated like a fancy restaurant.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It was very good. And even the dishes we got were actually plated.
Yeah. Even
very
like
nicely.
Even though like that has French fries on it, but it's still nice.
Yeah.
It still looks, it's visually appetizing.
So the menu items were good. The plating was good. The food presentation and the price was very much that of a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, I spent more. That's probably the most I've spent on a meal. And it was, you'd laugh at me when I tell you how much it was. It wasn't that much. That I've spent on one meal for me in probably 5 years.
I guess.
Go ahead. Well, no, probably since the last time we went to either Melting Pot with my wife or out to Fogo de Chao.
It was French fries and what was
it? Crab cakes, but it's one of their specialties there.
I was
like
$28.
$34. You're in the vicinity.
Oh, Jesus. That's not that bad. For crab cakes, that's bad.
That's not bad for crab cakes. And by the way, I didn't pick fries. It came with Old Bay fries.
Sure.
That's what it came with. Yeah. I mean, there were some other things that had potato, mashed potato stuff that looked good, but I have not had crab cakes.
I spent that on an appetizer in Dallas this week. I'm cheap.
It's not just me, by the way. Julie feels the same way.
But by the way, it's easy to spend that when it's not your money. So yeah. that's a whole other story. But
here's the thing. I have paid too much money in the past for fancy food that I've not enjoyed. Not that I didn't like it, but I've not enjoyed like more than a steak sandwich and fries at a local pub.
My thing is also with spending a lot of money. A lot of time in these fancy, not to interrupt your bit, but when you eat fancy, you pay more money for less food.
Yeah.
I love the taste of food and I love presentation, but I don't want to leave a restaurant that I spent $50 on hungry.
And I could not agree more.
I hate that.
This was one of the not fancy aspects
of
this place.
Yeah, go ahead.
Food portions were humongous.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw my plate. It's up on social media.
It was huge.
Two giant crab cakes, not little guys.
And a pile of fries.
I couldn't eat them all. I got fries upstairs. And two giant heads of broccoli.
Yeah.
That you could fight off an alien invasion with.
So at least for the $34.
It was plenty of food.
It was plenty of food.
So that is not a fancy.
No. No.
Like a category. That was definitely a not fancy.
Yeah.
The outside very much just looked like a house.
Okay.
All right. And then on the inside, they had both fancy decoration and like fancy dimmed mood lighting with candles on every table.
Yeah.
And also over top of our table. And thank goodness we got what the waitress said is everyone's favorite table in the back.
Oh, okay.
Because it's literally, and I can see why it would be the only favorite table. It's the only table where you have any bit of privacy. Because every other table is sitting closer than you and I are sitting right now.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
it's a small thing and they're trying to get as many people. I totally get what they're doing.
It's weird though.
But you're right up in everybody's business.
Yeah.
And like to get around, you have to like turn sideways. So it's just a house with weird, and we're at this great place next to a fireplace, but we're up against the fireplace.
Yeah.
And I like put my hand under to see if it was a real fireplace. It was. And then over top of us is some sort of weird paper mache cow.
Papier-mâché.
That is just looking down over top of me. I thought I took a picture of it. I didn't. And then there's like pictures of dogs. And not like, I'm not talking about playing cards, but like still,
yeah.
It's dogs.
Yeah.
The other one, there's like a lion. It's the motifs are weird. And then I go to the bathroom. And in the bathroom, on the wall right inside the door, is a 3D Iron Man poster, like a hologram Iron Man picture. All right. And on the other walls are two Mandalorian pictures and a King Kong poster.
So they don't know what this restaurant is.
I don't know what this restaurant is.
They have no idea what this restaurant is.
And the servers
were
walking around wearing, again, I don't care. But the vibes don't match.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily a complaint.
Don't call yourself Shavasha Bistro.
You can call yourself what you want. I just don't understand what you're going for. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the guy was like, he had big black shirt on, like just pair of pants and like a ball cap, which again doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I will tell you the one thing that really threw me off. And it's really weird that I even noticed it. But you go to these places, and we were just at Trouble's End. And Trouble's End, like you had the nice napkins, right?
Yeah.
Like the folded cloth napkins.
Yeah,
I don't even care about cloth napkins.
Yeah.
This place had bright green, like the kind of napkins my mom would get for a picnic at her house.
At the dollar store.
Yes. Bright, rough. Like, they can crinkle as you unwrap your silverware.
And
it was just a really weird mix of stuff. Am
napkins
I wrong?
That don't absorb anything.
No, they just push things out of the way.
No, that's weird.
It's just a weird. It's a weird mix.
Here's the thing.
Of fancy and not fancy.
Also, if you're charging $34 for crab cakes, why do you have cheap napkins?
I don't know.
It's weird, man. Now, I agree with you, and that kind of thing. By the way, no matter how
probably bothers you a lot more than it bothers me.
It does. And no matter how good the food is, that kind of crap bothers me. I'm like, I don't know if I'd come back.
See, I would go back. Doesn't bother me that much. I just found it odd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, it was just curious because I've never really experienced a place that seemingly was going for completely two different vibes.
Yeah, that's weird. It's just like whatever we could find the dumpster, that's what we threw on the wall.
And then they came out and the cherry on top of the sundae. When you go to really fancy places, there will be people there celebrating birthdays, right?
Sure, sure.
But you don't necessarily expect the employees to come out and do an Applebee-style birthday song.
There. They did that.
I mean, it wasn't like, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. But they came out and like sang happy birthday to the person, which was nice. But again, the vibe doesn't match.
No, fancy restaurants don't do that.
No, that's all I'm saying. This is not, it's not, I know it sounds like I'm a complaint.
It's not a ding.
It's not a complaint.
It's just weird.
Just confused my brain.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
And by the way, if it confused your non-foodie, non-fancy place, it's people like me who enjoy that kind of thing, it's gonna mess people up.
100%. If you were going there looking for some sort of fine dining experience,
yeah,
you were gonna be thrown off.
Yeah.
Again, it was just very odd, very odd, and they must have also an offshoot location that's about, I would say, a mile from where we were. Mm-hmm. And it's like just a breakfast and lunch place.
Huh.
It's called Chow Cafe.
Oh.
So they got Chow, which by the way, I cannot say it just normally. I always go Chow.
Well, you have to because it's, you know, you're Italian.
Chow Bistro. And then you have Chow. But the menu was great. My crab cakes were awesome.
Yeah.
They were so good. I don't think I have crab cakes in years, and I love crab cakes.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
I just don't like to pay for them. So I usually get the wings or something along those lines. It came with fries. The broccoli was nice, and like I like it a little al dente.
Yeah,
I like a
crispy.
Crunchy. I like a crunchy broccoli. Julie said her risotto was very good.
Risotto's hard too, so that's a.
She was telling me about it. I had no
really
idea.
It's a labor of love.
Yes, so you have to stir it constantly. A lot of attention has to be paid to the risotto. She said the only thing about it was, like, inside her shrimp that were in there, the tails were still on it. And she didn't know that with her first bite.
Oh, so she ate the tail.
She gets a little tail she had to pull out of her mouth there. So that was a little weird. But that might be a fancy thing. I don't know.
It just depends on the chef. I prefer to shell on because they stay a little juicier.
Okay.
But it's not.
Does the juice sneak out the ass?
It does. Just like all of us, baby.
Speaking of juicy asses, you were in Texas.
I was.
Yes, the juicy ass of America.
I was.
Yes. And how were things in Texas? By the way, are you basically a resident now?
Because yeah,
in the last month, you've spent more days in Texas than Pennsylvania.
Yes, I should be a resident.
Do you get to vote in their primaries?
I should be able to vote. I have dual citizenship inside the country. I don't know if that's a thing, but
statehood. Do you think you have a Pennsylvania citizenship?
I do. I have a Pennsylvania license plate. I did. Texas is great. I got pulled over in Texas.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
For the first time, I got pulled over.
Can I just read that picture a little bit? I don't think you were as happy about that picture being taken as the person who took the picture.
Correct. I didn't take the picture. I was a little.
You looked like, why are you taking a picture as we're getting pulled over?
Yeah, I kind of thought that. I was kind of like, this is. Okay, like, I'm pretty sure I'm getting out of this, and now maybe I'm not because you took the picture.
That was all over your face. When I saw that picture, I'm like, Robbie does not want that picture being taken.
But then afterwards, I'm like, I gotta post this now because it's gold.
Yeah.
You know, but I did get out of the ticket. Which
of course
is,
you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
I smoozed a little bit. I'm like, officer, I'm lost. I don't know where I am.
Oh, did you play dumb?
I did.
Real quick, just before you continue your story, but
yeah.
We were golfing. We were at a par 3 course down. We were living in Philly with my brother-in-law, Jared, his wife, Jen, and Julie and I. And we were leaving the par 3 course, and we were going to go to this McDonald's to get milkshakes.
Yeah.
It's just right over there. We're going to scoot over. And it says, coming out of this driveway, no left turn.
Yeah.
Right? So we're looking around. There's not a car for miles.
Yeah.
There's nobody around. And Julie and I are in the back seat, and Jen's doing the same thing in the passenger seat. We're like, just turn left.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
So he turns left. Right away, lights start flashing. So we pull over, and we say, just play dumb. Just tell him when he says, did you see the sign? Because he's going to say, do you see the sign? We're like, just tell him you didn't see the sign.
Yeah.
Guy walks up. Do you know what you did wrong? And Jared's like, no, officer, I don't. He's like, well, you made a left turn. Did you not see the sign? And instead of saying, I didn't see the sign.
Yeah.
He went, I didn't know what the sign meant.
Oh, my God.
The sign, of course, is the arrow pointing to the left with the Ghostbusters circle and line through it.
You should have had some license revoked just there.
You could. I don't know if the officer noticed, but you could literally hear me, Julie, and his wife in the front seat go, oh.
And just smack your forehead.
Like the whole car just deflated. Even the tires went down in pressure a little bit.
That's exactly what happened to me. So we were going to the hospital to work. And we always got Starbucks in the morning. Sonia worked for that company, but we were working together on this project. So I know
Sonia. I did the same in when I was in Boston. Yeah,
and we stay at the same hotel. We drive together. There's four of us total. Two from their side, two from our side. Yeah. And we split locations.
You're like Voltron.
Exactly. We combined.
Four tiny lions come together to make one big lion.
So we went to Starbucks. But
you're only one lion short.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
I'll be your fifth lion.
Oh, you can be the tail. So we went to Starbucks, and the Starbucks was closed for remodeling. But the GPS doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So it was in the left turning lane. We realized that when we were in the turning lane to go to Starbucks. Now, everything in Texas is four lanes. Every highway is four lanes. So it's a four-lane highway. And to get back to where I want to go, I had to go right. So I looked. I'm like, I'm just going to cut across four lanes of traffic. It's a green light. I looked. No one there.
No one.
Traffic for, I'd say, half a mile down the road.
I know the feeling.
So I make the right all the way across, and I see lights. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I turn.
It's the worst feeling. Yeah. Especially when you know you just did something
and
wrong.
And Sonya's cracking up, and I pull over, and this police, he goes, you know what you did? I'm like, yeah, officer, I do. I'm like,
So you didn't even play stupid.
No, I didn't play stupid. I said, my GPS, I said, we're lost. We're trying to find the hospital. That we're trying to get caffeinated before we go to work. You know, I'm from out of town. He's like, oh, where are you from? Like, oh, you know, Philadelphia area. Yeah. It's easier to say Philadelphia than Reading or Fleetwood, for God's sake. You know, or even Allentown. So I'm from the Philly area. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, let me see your license. I see it's a rental because he already ran my plate. He knew it was a rental. Gave him my license. He's like, I got it. You know, I just got to run it. He's like, just, you know, it was really unsafe. I was like, I know. I apologize. We're late. We're in a rush. We need caffeine. And Sonya's like, then Sonya snaps the picture. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? So I'm like, I think I schmoozed enough, you know, like, and he gets out of the car, just my license. I'm like, big time Bobby got out of the ticket.
Of course he did.
He comes over and he goes, like, you know, I'm just giving you a verbal warning. He's like, you have a clean record. You know, you're good. He said, just be
safe. If only he knew.
He's like, yeah, just be safe. You know, things I haven't got, you know, caught with. He's like, just, you know, be safe while you're in Texas. And he's like, how long are you in town for? I'm like, oh, just another week. He's like, okay. I said, I won't cause any more havoc in Texas, I promise. And he shook my hand and he went on his way.
Well, I'm glad you got out of it.
But Texas is great. Yeah, I'm 3 weeks there. I'm done now officially. I'm tired. It's just traveling is just...
Are you done traveling for a little bit?
No.
Okay, when do you leave again?
Next Monday.
To go where?
Chicago.
Is that it for a while then?
No.
All right. Well.
And then I'm home a week and then I go to Cleveland.
Ew.
And then I'm home a week and then I go to Florida.
That's not so bad.
And I'm home a week and then I go to Kentucky.
Jesus, man.
It's a big... It's a weird stretch of time. Yeah. And, you know, I've been home for like 4 months.
Yes.
No travel, and it just... People want to spend money.
And
so,
if it's not his fault, but between Robbie's traveling...
Yeah.
Me getting sick and just working and other stuff, just and just been, schedules have been difficult.
We wanted to record, damn it.
We'll work through it. We will work through it.
But anyway, Texas was great. The food is amazing.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I saw you had some barbecue, which is always fantastic.
And, you know, I really feel... I was so tired. I didn't even post pictures of...
That's okay. I know you did the first week.
Yeah, the first week I did, and then I just couldn't put... But I had... Oh, this barbecue place we had. I had the pictures of that. It was so good. And the service was so good. And I got the... They had this brisket queso.
I need more brisket in my life.
And I had brisket for dinner.
Yeah, of course.
And then
I would just eat brisket all the time.
They had smoked guacamole, which was... fantastic.
See, I don't do smoke, but I try it.
But it was like a caramelized top.
Yeah?
It was awesome.
So they almost like burned it on the top a little bit?
Yeah, it was so good. Oh my God. Everything,
like a creme brulee?
Almost, of guac.
Yeah.
But it was...
You got me.
And then they had a brisket cheesesteak.
Everything sounds fantastic.
I mean, we were like eating each other's food.
I'm a brisket guy, so I would have... If you have five brisket items, I'm going to just be staring at the menu for probably a good 10
And then
minutes.
God bless my coworker, because we were accommodating to her, because she's vegan, and we were like, we really want to try barbecue. She's like, I'll go. I'll get a salad. I'll get tater tots. I'll get the guacamole. They had this steak noodle salad, brisket noodle salad, where they put brisket on top of this like Asian dish.
Yeah.
And she's like, can I just have it? And they made her a special dish.
Oh, very cool.
We all slipped the guy an extra 20, you know, outside of our cup, because he was so accommodating and so nice. Like, even the drinks he made sure were vegan, no cream, no. Like,
that's a pretty genius thing if you're a waiter, though. Find out who's not paying for their meals, because those people, if you give them good service, might tip better because it's all the money they're spending.
So we gave him 18% plus we slipped him a 20.
Yeah,
so,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Yeah, he was young. And by the way, I will say this. People say a lot of crap about Texas. The people there are so much nicer than up here. They just are.
Well, you see that a lot in the South. And also, you're going to, you know.
Nicer. But everywhere you go, the hospitality is so much nicer. I feel like if that would have been here, they would have been like, yeah, I crapped in your food. That's vegan for you.
See, Julie's going through this right now, and she's not had any of those situations. Everyone who we've spoken to about her has been very,
That's good.
Very nice.
But anyway, I do love Texas. So I'm going to Chicago next week, which I'm super excited for because Portillo's is coming.
I'm very jealous.
And Monday Night Raw in the same town that I'm going to be in.
What are the odds? 100%. Those are the odds because it's Robbie Lessig. Real quick, so before we get to our drinks and our snacks, we went down there to Philly Phoenixville. I forgot to say this.
Yeah.
And I'm searching for this place I'm taking her that's on Bridge Street, the main drag.
Yeah.
Just to see which side of the town we have to park on.
Sure.
And I put in the name of Vintner's Table, and it pops up the first one to West Reading. And I thought, well, it's got to be something different. So I just chose the Phoenixville one. We get down there and we're talking to the wine tasting guy. He's like, "Where are you from?" I'm like, "Why, I'm like, "Hey, did you guys just open another location in West Reading?" He goes, "Yeah, about 2 months ago."
That's great.
So it's right there. So that would even there's even a wine like tasting place
That's
you can
fun.
Go that we could add to the for the winers for the
I would
bar
love
crawl.
That. I know because like Steph, like Joe's wife is a winey.
It was $18 for the wine tasting. You got to try six wines, and we just shared it because we don't each need that much. So yeah, it was a nice time. So maybe add that to your stops.
Is it just the booze?
Huh?
You just get the booze, like there's no.
Yeah, they
like,
have the food you can buy.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a cheese plate.
You can buy. They have all that stuff available. Yeah. We got a Julie got a cranberry fondue.
Oh, I love fondue.
Yes, it was very good.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm excited for this because I haven't. You know, when you're 41, the idea of a bar crawl is kind of like you're 41 and you're 40s. But
we had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what you do: you don't go to everyone, or you don't stay long.
No.
It's just to do it and hang out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't go overboard. Because you don't want anyone. Because we can't hang.
Yeah,
most of us can't.
Most of you guys can't hang. With me. I'll be the last one standing.
100%. I mean, that's just always the case. All right, let's get to our drinks and our snacks here on this episode of the 222 podcast. Before we dive into that, a couple quick things. I want to tell everybody the Dizzying Donut Domination gets underway on Thursday on Mornings with Mike. That's our interactive bracket this year. 32 donuts battling for donut supremacy. So we'll start that on Thursday morning. Matchup unveilings for the first round on Tuesday. And coming up on March 28th, well, that's Philly's opening day. We're having a watch party at Pagoda City Brewing, 101 North Carroll Street in Reading. Come on out and join us. Doors open at 2:30. And first pitch is at 3:05. You have to be in attendance, but at the seventh inning stretch, we are going to pull a winner for a bunch of prizes, and two of those prizes are going to be Philadelphia Phillies tickets for an upcoming game in April on a Saturday. That's all I'll say right now. So we've got your chance to win some Phillies tickets. Two pairs will be up for grabs at the watch party, and all you got to do is come on out, watch the Phillies, have some great Pagoda City beer, and root them on, hopefully, to an opening day victory over the Braves. All right, drinks and snacks. Robbie, you're going through your whole freaking little convenience store over there. What are you thinking?
Bacon and cheddar Diefenbachs.
All right. Now, I have Diefenbachs as well, but we could also, I was thinking, do the those guys there. You want to do those?
Right. Let's get that.
All right.
It's a little salty and sweet.
There you go. All right. What do you want to do?
All right. Let's
Driving the ship.
Let's do the drink here. So I did I went to Giant today because I didn't have a drink this morning, and I forgot I did actually have one in the fridge. But
I think you have more than one in the fridge.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I wanted to try this. I saw this. Giant actually worked with Sea Isle.
I almost bought this.
I've never heard of Sea Isle. Is that a brewing company or a brewery? Anyway, but it's a half-spiked malt beverage made with black tea and natural flavor. So it's a, you know, half and half lemonade and iced tea. So and it's at first I saw Giant. I'm like, oh wait, that's a Giant logo. Like, so it's a collaboration I was talking
they've
about.
They've done they've done collaborations with a bunch of places in the past, including Conshohocken Brewing Company.
How do you feel about the spiked teas?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
No, there's nothing against them.
Yeah.
It just isn't my bag.
I like iced tea. I always feel that they had this also as a chemical.
Yeah. It does not appear to be carbonated.
No, not at all.
May I see the can?
You make sure.
Yeah, I almost bought this. Spiked half and half malt beverage made with black tea and natural flavors.
No. And that taste kicks you right in the mouth, right?
Brewed and packaged at Sea Isle Spiked Iced Tea in Lakeland, Florida.
No.
So it's not even Sea Isle like...
Like Seattle City.
Yeah.
No. Right away. You're going to get it right away. It's going to hit you.
No, that's no good.
It's awful.
Yeah. It tastes like... Yeah.
It's medicine.
Yeah, it's no good.
That's awful.
All right.
No.
That's not good. All right, let's get to...
These are going to be better.
Yeah. Should we do my drink?
Yeah, let's do your drink.
I sometimes feel like our snacks.
Yeah, let's do yours.
And I think we should do your snack last.
Yeah, because that's going to be overpowered.
I got cups here. We got fresh cups. So this is something we heard about a couple weeks ago. And again, it's been in my fridge for quite some time. We just haven't gotten a chance to try it. This is the Coke Zero Sugar Spice.
And by the way, this has been all, as in Dallas Airport, this is all over the place. Coke is really.
So you've not had this yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But it's all over the Dallas Airport. It was all over the city. Billboards. Like, this is huge. They're really pushing this.
Oh, it smells like, interesting.
Smells like gummy candy.
It does smell a little fruity. Ooh. It's very mild. I don't mind it.
The spice I thought would be more
prevalent.
Yeah.
It's almost a background, which actually I think is smart. I don't hate it.
No, that's good.
I'm going to have some more to you know what this would be good as, and we say this all the time?
Mixer.
Yeah.
This would be good with like a rum.
Or whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, with whiskey, I think it might be better.
Yeah. Or
I don't think
like
you need the sweetness of rum.
Like a Jack and Coke Zero spiked.
Yeah, I don't think you need the sweetness of rum with this.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like it better.
What is that buzzing? Do you hear that?
Yes.
It's definitely coming through. Over the mic. It's your...
Is it my mic?
Yes. There you go. Whatever you just did, fixed it.
Okay. Move the... cord there.
There you go. You jiggled it.
I jiggled it.
Sometimes you just gotta jiggle it.
Sometimes.
You know, just for her. All right. Let's do my snack here. That was very tasty. I was very nervous about that. All right, because we've not liked any really of the wildly flavored.
No, the Marshmallow Man one, and then the galaxy thing.
This is Oreo Space Dunk. Five galactic designs amid a cosmic cream with popping candy. All right, so there's five designs on the cookie. Who cares about that? Mine has a rocket on it.
Pop it. Pop,
what does yours have?
Mine has a robot.
Oh, I got a rocket. You got a robot.
I got a robot. Oh, and there's a hole in you. Yeah. The cream comes through.
But the cream is pink and blue.
Oh, there's some popping candy.
Yeah.
Didn't they do this before?
Yeah, but the cream's a different color. We're such suckers.
Oh,
I mean, it's good, but other than a few crunchies, I don't really get anything different than a regular Oreo.
I mean, it's like a pop-it, you know, pop-its in my mouth.
But just a little bit.
Yeah, not big.
No.
The cream is no flavor different.
No. It's good.
It's fine.
It's an Oreo. How could it be bad?
Yeah.
All right, let's try your chips here. So far, everything has been kind of underwhelming.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of bacon.
Bacon?
It's more smoky than bacon. You know what I mean?
Well, first of all,
you're not gonna like this. I don't think
you got to know that it's gonna have the Diefenbach kettle cook crunch. Can I see the back again?
Mm-hmm.
So this is hickory smoked bacon and cheddar,
and you get a lot of smoke in here.
Yeah, but I get it's a sweet smoke.
Yeah, you like it?
I don't hate it.
Huh?
But to me, it also tastes a little bit like barbecue chips.
Yeah.
So, it's not overwhelmingly bacon. To me, I get more cheddar, the smoothness of the chip, and I get a little bit of the sweet smoky in the hickory. I like it. I think they're very good. I'm shocked.
I enjoy them.
Yep. All right, let's go through our ratings here. Let's start with your crappy Sea Isle spiked half and half crap juice.
Not even a one.
I don't even want to pour this down the sink.
No, it's insulting. It'd be insulting to sewage.
How about your chips over there?
They're a four for me.
They're a four and a half.
Wow.
I like them a lot. They're very good.
The only thing I docked them, I don't know if the whole, like, I know this sounds awful. I'm a glutton. Can I eat the whole bag? I think I'd be sick of it halfway through.
Yeah, but would you go back the next day?
Yeah.
See, then I don't think it's a negative, actually.
Okay, yeah. That's true. What do you mean, like...
I know what you're saying.
But they're still great. I mean, four, nothing.
And maybe I would change my mind, too, if I really just dug in them. But I've had four of them, and I really enjoy them.
I really enjoy the sharp cheddar.
Yep.
It's a great combo.
It brings a creaminess to the potato chip that's really, really quite good.
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola Spiced Zero Sugar.
I'm going to give it a three. This is better than any weird new flavors they've tried. It's a three for me. I would not drink this if it was at a party. I would get it, maybe, you know, a six pack if they come in those now.
The only rub I have on it is that I would not choose it if it was in the fridge next to a Coke Zero and a Cherry Coke Zero.
No.
That's the only rub, so I'm going to give it a three as well.
I think, but much better than than the previous.
And much better than what I expected.
Yes.
And finally, the Oreo space dunk, Robbie.
I mean, listen, Oreo is now getting ridiculous. Like, I love all their flavors. I love them. This is an Oreo. It tastes good. A regular Oreo for me is a 4.5 or a 5, you know. But the ones like the half and half, the black and white ones, they're probably my favorite. I'm going to give this a 3 only because it's stupid. Like
yeah. It tastes good, but there isn't anything to it.
It tastes just like an Oreo, yeah. But it's stupid.
If you're going to advertise the popping candy, it's got to have more pop.
I want to basically blow my mouth off if it's going to be popping.
It's got to be like you poured a bag of Pop Rocks in your mouth.
This to me is just, it's stupid marketing. It's schlups that do shows like this.
We've been around, we haven't been around for a little while, so I don't, do you remember, did we get to this? Did we talk about Guy Fieri's new sauces?
No, I love me some Guy.
I know.
He's
I pulled this just for you.
He's my boy.
Because I don't really, care. Yeah. But I thought you'd enjoy it. Yeah. Guy Fieri is launching new Flavortown sauce lineups.
Ooh.
All right. So Flavortown sauces, it's a variety of tantalizing flavors from the classic smoke and hickory barbecue to zesty poppin' jalapeno. Each sauce is meticulously crafted to deliver mouth-watering taste with every bite. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 new sauces.
That's a little ridiculous.
We're going to run through them real quick.
Okay.
Famous donkey sauce. Why is it called donkey sauce? Because if you don't dig this creamy, garlicky, flavor-bombed aioli, you're probably a jackass.
It's delicious. I've had it at a restaurant.
Of course you have.
It's really good.
Of course you have. The top secret sauce. It's so good. The recipe is locked up in a Fort Flavortown vault. a creamy aioli with dynamite sparks of chili powder, subtle mustard, and garlic that's good on everything. It sounds very good. I think I like the donkey sauce, too. Mm-hmm. Up next, honey mustard sauce, real deal honey mustard sauce that
haven't
we've done.
That one.
Poppin' jalapeno.
Ooh.
Fire up the flavor jets with the zesty combination of spicy jalapenos, creamy aioli, and a garlicky punch. Mm. We also have kickin' chipotle sauce.
Ooh.
Brings the heat with a combination of smoky chipotle, a sidekick of chili, and a roundhouse of spices that builds mouth-watering heat after heat after heat with every bite. Smoking hickory barbecue sauce, mop sauce barbecue sauce. That's a Flavortown insurance policy against dry, boring barbecue. Carolina-style barbecue sauce. That's a mustardy, tangy barbecue sauce. Then money, honey barbecue sauce. Which is a sweet barbecue sauce.
I've had the top two. I've not had the rest because he put those are on the table.
Yep.
You know, in his restaurant in Vegas.
Well, those are coming out this month. They should be either out now or coming very soon.
Get a couple and
how would we? Because that's one area of snacking and food that we have not really dove into.
Yeah.
The sauce area. How can we try sauces?
I don't know. We should.
Will we have to do nuggets? Some tater tots.
Fries. Yeah.
Fries.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, we make some wings. And, coat some of them in wings.
It's a little more labor intensive. Remember, time is money.
That's why you have wives. I ain't get married for nothing.
Apparently I did. No, I'm just joking.
No.
I'm kidding. No, I don't want to do that. I fries is good. Crinkle. I can get a big bag at Sam's of a ride of crinkle fries.
Because
maybe we should do a sauce show.
I like that.
Wait, 222. Get saucy.
Saucing it. Sauce it. Saucing it.
Saucing it with Mike and Robbie.
I like it.
Why wasn't that the name of the show?
Yeah, I know. And 6 years in, I guess we can't change it.
Yeah, we're really locked into a branding. All right, so you leave
Monday. Not tomorrow, but
no.
Monday.
I have games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because, of course.
Well, maybe we can do another one this week.
Yeah, maybe like Thursday night.
Yeah,
we'll have to see. Let's take a look at the weather and the schedules and see what we got.
I'll do another one this week.
Cooking up, and if you could sneak away in the afternoon,
yeah,
we could always do like an early
nooner.
Yeah, I could do a nooner. Nooners are up. Oners. Tend to be a little easier for me to make nowadays.
Hey, WrestleMania season's coming up.
WrestleMania season's right around the corner. You have Philly's opening day right around the corner. It's a very busy time.
It is.
Of the calendar season, but I'm looking forward to it. And weather, at least this past weekend, was warming up. It's unfortunately going to get cold and miserable again.
I know. It's so nice.
It's such a tease this time of year because you don't get anything in between, right? You rarely get the 60-degree days.
Yeah.
It's either 45 to 50 or it's 70 degrees.
It's weird. Like, when you're in Texas right now, they're having that 65, 70-degree weather. And they're like, we don't get much of that until it gets, 120. so it's funny for them, too, because it's like, we go cold to hot, but they go, like, nice spring to god awful yes, hot. It's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, you worry about different things. Yeah. Right now, I guess it's 59 degrees.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside.
Just a little windy right now. But if you look at the weather here, this is what is such a bummer. Because, again, we had 76 degrees the other day.
Mm-hmm.
60 today, 48 tomorrow, 44 Tuesday, 50 on Wednesday, 45 Thursday, 44 for Friday. So after today, we only get to 50 one time before this weekend, and then it's 51, 59, 54, 55, 55, 54, 50, 56, 61. Nothing is looking good.
I'm ready to sit outside and...
The window's open.
Mm.
Wear shorts every day.
Mm-hmm.
This week wearing shorts four days was amazing.
I love shorts.
Now I gotta squeeze back into jeans to go to work tomorrow.
My only problem is I only got fat clothes now.
You want my sweatshirt? It's
no,
not gonna help.
I need to buy skinny clothes now. Sucks.
I don't have anything in your realm right now.
No.
Much like you, I only have the other sides of the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're home this week.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot going on. We'll figure something out.
It's all good. Listen, we missed doing the shows, of course.
Yep.
And I've been checking in on mornings with Mike.
Yep.
Haven't been listening as much as I'd
like. You've been in Texas getting pulled over.
Yeah.
So you're busy.
Stuff my mouth with meat.
Right. The good news is, folks.
Not related.
With, That's a 222 thing. Not a mornings with Mike thing. Anyways, the good news is that you mentioned WrestleMania season. That means, as is tradition, Robbie will make an appearance.
Well, not me. I mean, I made some calls.
Robbie's friends.
Yeah, I made some calls. And
we're going to pull behind the curtain for you guys here on the 222 podcast, for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie's going to be on the show.
I have a show.
And we're going to drive Bob crazy.
Yeah,
right. Don't tell Bob.
Yeah, don't tell him.
All right. Since we don't have a song, we're just going to end it. Say goodbye, Robbie.
Bye.